What's up, Dolphins? Andrew Duke from your Miami Dolphins. We've got one more top pass play to highlight before the voting begins. We'll also recap last night's four downs for finance event, all right here on Dolphins Daily, presented by Aquafina.
Hey, keep going, keep going.
Finishing up the top pass moments of 2016, we're going back to week 11 in LA for a play that capped off the Dolphins' dramatic comeback. Down 10-7 with 40 seconds remaining in the game, Miami finished their drive with Ryan Tannehill firing to his right and hitting Devontae Parker in the end zone for what ended up being the game-winning score.
Tannehill back to throw. Here comes the blitz. It gets it off court of the end zone. How did he make the catch? Parker!
The Dolphins
Miami!
Take the lead!
What an unbelievable throw and catch by Devontae Parker!
What a comeback this has been!
The defense would seal the deal as they denied the Rams last-second attempts to score, and the Dolphins would leave LA victorious. Well, there you have it. The top four pass plays, including Matt Moore to Kenny Stills in Week 14, Landry being pushed into the end zone in LA, Tannehill delivering a 39-yard TD to Stills in San Diego, and Parker's game-winning catch to beat the Rams. Now, fans, head on over to Dolphins' Facebook and Twitter pages to get those votes in, and we'll announce the number one play on Monday. And last night, Bank United, proud partner of the Miami Dolphins, along with wide receiver Jarvis Landry, presented the winner of the Four Downs for Finance essay contest with a $1,000 cash prize. An award-winning essay from Ali Chuiki of North Miami Beach Senior High School not only earned him $1,000, but also the chance to meet his favorite player in the Dolphins locker room at Hard Rock Stadium. Well, that's all I have for you guys. We'll see you next time for more Dolphins news and updates right here on Dolphins Daily, presented by Aquafina. Go Fins!